So we're just out of the screening of Eat Your Children here at Belfast Film Festival, and I'm with Teresa and Mary Jane, who are the kind of producer directors, the everything of the film. Can you tell us just a little bit about the background to the film and the background to the title of it, Eat Your Children? It's kind of fairly emotional.
Eat Your Children is a reference to Jonathan Swift's satire essay from 1729. He wrote a satire essay that suggested that the solution to Ireland's poverty at that time would be for Irish people to rear their young to be sold off to the aristocracy as food. And obviously it was a very satirical piece, and he talked about making ragu or a fricassee and so on. And it was a very provocative piece. And I mean, obviously it's a very different context that we're applying it to. But we took the inspiration not just from Swift, but also from Paul Krugman, the American economist, who wrote a piece for the New York Times using Swift's analogy for what the Irish government were doing in terms of passing the debt on to the next generation and the generation after that. And he called it Ireland Eating Its Young.
And so the whole film really follows from 2008, looking at the impact of debt and Ireland and how it's trying to get out of its financial struggles. And you kind of were looking for that lost unicorn of protest. Did you find much of protest around Ireland?
Yeah, as we say on our initial trip back in 2008, we tended to move from activist group to activist group, finding out about resistance in itself. And when during that period, we did feel as if actually there's a lot of people here, you know, albeit in very small pockets of Ireland, working really hard, and they've been working hard for years. But as soon as we stepped back from the picture and we went back to wherever we were working at the time, and then all of a sudden all you're looking at is the mainstream media and general opinion, and then you realise, no, actually these are just tiny pockets of people, and the mainstream feeling really is a one of apathy and a bit of powerlessness, actually.
And you both bailed out of Ireland during some of this crisis before returning to make the film, is that right? You went to Barcelona?
Interesting choice of verb.
If only somebody bailed us out.
We left Ireland, both of us, around the same time. We were flatmates in Cork together.
Okay.
And Mary Jane worked for BreakingNews.ie, and I worked for an arts organisation. Mary Jane went off to study politics in Barcelona, and I went to study film in London. So in some ways, maybe it was inevitable that somehow we would come and make something kind of cultural political together. But yeah, we left, I guess, when the going was just kind of good, but just unfolding. And then we were watching from afar. I don't think we consciously thought we were immigrating at that time. And I think, whereas now, I think we probably would see ourselves as that.
And so the flatmates got back together in the back of a white transit van, and you literally drove around Ireland with a couple of cameras. So is that really a two-person operation, making the film?
Yes and no. Definitely at the beginning, it was just the two of us doing things, but we realised, you know, driving and filming at the same time, you know, I don't recommend it.
Admitting that you did that.
So, very much the bones of the film is made up with that footage, but we also got help along the way from other people to do some pick-up shots here and there for us, and got some better cameras. We got help with some of the editing, because we needed some other perspectives, because not only were we making the film, we're in the film as well. So it was very good to get other editing perspectives on that, because you can just cringe at your own image sometimes. But also we used a lot of footage from Paula Geraghty, who films a lot of the protests that happen around Ireland. She's been filming over the last 6 years, like loads of small community protests. And because we were in and out of the country, we weren't...
So that gave you a foundation
So we especially the last week's sequence of the film, is a lot of that is her footage.
Okay, and... is it one of the questions that came up in the Q&A afterwards was kind of looking nearly at, I suppose the accusation is you're taking sides, that you have a distinct kind of political or kind of cultural point about it. So was the film intended really to come from that, or was it the absence of bankers and finance people and those who might have a different view? Was that
We discussed and debated this quite a lot at the beginning, and I mean it is very obviously from one point of view, but it is also obviously our argument. We are making an argument, we're making a plea really. So we decided it wasn't going to be a journalistic piece with two sides of what two equal sides to a story, and we didn't really believe that that was the case. We feel like that in mainstream media, maybe this emphasis on constantly having a balance tends to give equal importance to two things, as if, and making something possibly as more important or more relevant than it is.
And you weren't making a news report?
We weren't making a news report. Trasa says it's kind of a tyranny of this journalistic balance, which I agree with. we were angry, we were annoyed, and we didn't want to apologise for that and for putting that emotion into the film and just moving beyond having to prove our point and moving on to the next step. And that's why it feels like that, I think, as a whole.
We always try to think of our film as a provocation, and that was, I guess, what we were trying to do with it. So I guess that shows the, you know, that was our approach, just to add on to Mary Jane's point.
And what's the future of the film? It's here at the festival. I guess it'll go to some other festivals as well. Do you hope it's going to provoke Irish audiences, or is it a film that's going to be seen a bit like, there's lots of films being made in Greece at the moment, kind of about what they're going through. Is it for other people to see, or is it for Ireland to get angry and say, we need to protest, we need to stand up against the nonsense?
I think primarily it's for the latter, for Irish people to protest and stand up against the nonsense. Good man, you've put it very well.
Well, I have to say, as you might have said.
well, we're all in agreement, that's fine.
Of course, we want other people to see the film as well. Because
it's pretty hard to get audiences for documentaries, never mind.
Yes, it's true. We think people are interested in the Irish as a case study, if you like, as well. And also we think, you know, no island is an island. And we know, I think we need solidarity and to work with other countries in similar situations in the end. So maybe this will contribute to that. But I think, yeah, our primary audience is this is for the Irish people.
Okay.
And it is by activists, for activists helping us to understand ourselves, but also to maybe like young students who might be interested in showing it in a small group themselves. Like this, I imagine more student unions putting it on than a university choosing it for their film, or a budding community group where people haven't been. Where it's the first time people are becoming politicised would be its most natural home. Yeah.
I think it might get, well, hopefully it'll get mixed. Like, it premiered at the Dublin International Film Festival, it's here in the Belfast Film Festival, but it was also in the Limerick Spring Festival of Politics Ideas, which is a much more DIY festival. It's been invited to the Aran Islands in July because the people in the Aran Islands want to start a protest, which is so interesting for us. So even though that's a very small group that are going to watch that film, it's going to be a very important screening.
Yeah.
There's like a multinational company coming in to do fish farming there that people want to sort of organise against.
Okay, well, certainly things that should resonate with.
Yeah,
protest and
so that yeah, exactly. So that's quite an interesting one as well. So I think it'll have different lives, I hope. You know, it's great to be in film festivals as well, to have a different kind of audience, if you like, than an activist audience, because it helps to get the film out there, of course, as well, and also to be seen as a piece of cultural work as well as a piece of political work. But I think primarily it's the politics that count with this film, and you can contact us at eatyourchildrenfilm@gmail.com if you want to do screening yourself.
Okay, and will Teresa and Mary Jane be getting back in the white transit van for another film, or what's the plan?
Funny you should ask that. We're currently in a red Renault van, camper van, which is good fun to have to finish off the to be still working on the film yet in another van. Myself and Teresa might not get in a van together. I think we should chill out a bit and have lunches together occasionally, and not live on top of each other for the foreseeable future. But yeah, in the future,
but would
possibly.
Either of you plan to do more films?
I'm
kind of bread and butter.
It was the opposite. I think this film broke me financially, but built me morally. I'm at the very beginning of starting to make a film that in some ways looks at some of the themes in this film, but is, I think, going to be a fiction film set in a small town in Ireland that's going to but look at some of the themes of globalisation and labour politics and so on that are present in this film, but with a very different approach. So I'm just at the very beginning of that, starting to write a script.
And are you back in Ireland?
No. I'm in Sheffield. I'd love to come home. I visited Cork recently and I do love it. But there's me and my partner, and I just feel right now we wouldn't get two jobs so easily, so not for the moment.
The situation hasn't really changed.
No. I'm kind of furtively sort of living in Ireland at the moment, but getting paid to do a PhD in London. So hopefully this don't go out there. But no, they know I'm making a film, that the film I mentioned will form part of that. I'm just at the very beginning of that. But I'm back and forth. I'll be teaching in London in the winters and working on that film here in the summer. So I'm kind of half and half. So it's a way of kind of coming back. But I'm not getting funded yet for this film. But hopefully I'll get Irish funding for it.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.